I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Texas House members on Thursday released the first proposal for a new map redrawing the chamber's 150-member districts. The initial draft would both increase Republican strength across the state and the number of districts in which white residents make up a majority of eligible voters. The Texas legislature is in the midst of its third special session. This one is dedicated to redrawing political maps based on the latest census data that showed people of color fueled 95% of Texas's population growth over the past decade. The percentage of Hispanics is now nearly equal to white people in Texas. But the new map creates fewer districts where black and Hispanic people make up a majority of eligible voters. Of the chamber's 150 current districts, 83 are areas in which white residents make up a majority of eligible voters. 33 are where Hispanic voters make up the majority, and just 7 are majority black voters. Under the new proposal, the map adds 6 more districts where white residents make up the majority of eligible voters, while the number of Hispanic and black districts would each drop by 3. The proposed map would also change the partisan breakdown among 150 districts, tilting the scale towards Republicans. It's important to keep in mind that this is just the first draft, and it will likely change as it makes its way through the legislative process before it's signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott. Since September 9th, 30,000 Haitians have arrived in Del Rio, Texas. Migrants said they chose the small border city because they heard it was safer than other routes, and at one point, as many as 15,000 were forced to camp beneath the International Bridge when their numbers overwhelmed immigration officials. The reason why thousands of Haitians decided to migrate to the U.S. varies. Federal officials have claimed there's been a misunderstanding by Haitians about who qualifies for a temporary protected status after the assassination of Haiti's president on July 7th. But that status was only granted for Haitians who were in the United States before July 29th. Other Haitian migrants who had been living in Chile and other South American countries after the 2010 earthquake in Haiti say they came to the U.S. because jobs had dried up in those countries as a result of the pandemic. A week ago, all the migrants had been cleared from the makeshift camp on the Texas side of the Rio Grande after the Biden administration deported 5,000 Haitians and more than 12,000 others were sent to federal immigration facilities across the Southwest. Some were released in Del Rio to reunite with family members already in the United States until they can get an asylum hearing in immigration court. They could still be deported if their asylum claims are unsuccessful. Another 8,000 Haitians returned to Mexico out of fear they would be deported to Haiti if they stayed in the camp. The Mexican government has offered them work permits and flights for those who decide to return to Haiti. Republican politicians and conspiracy theorists continue to cast doubt on the election process across the country, particularly in areas where President Joe Biden won. Last week, former President Donald Trump himself issued a public letter demanding an audit in Texas. Hours later, the Texas Secretary of State's office announced that it had begun a comprehensive forensic audit in 4 of the state's largest counties, Dallas, Harris, Tarrant, and Collin. Biden won 3 of those 4. The 2020 election, by and large, saw election officials at the state and local level stand up and resist efforts by Trump supporters to overturn the results. Experts say the next move may be to try to remove officials and put in somebody else who's more to their liking. Hood County, Texas, located just an hour southwest of Fort Worth, stands out nationally and within Texas because it offers a rare view into the distrust and unyielding political pressure facing election administrators, even in communities that Trump safely won. The county also represents the escalation of a wider push to replace independent administrators with more actively partisan election officials. Read Jeremy Schwartz and ProPublica's full story about the Hood County Elections Administrator now at texastribune.org. The Texas Tribune Festival has come to a close, but it's not too late to catch up. 20 sessions are now available to watch for free, including conversations with Beto O'Rourke, John Cornyn, Amy Klobuchar, and others. Explore the free program now at tribfest.org. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Texas Performing Arts. Texas Performing Arts presents their 40th season, a curated series reflecting current developments and leading voices in the performing arts today. Learn more at texasperformingarts.org.